Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Sunday, February 19th, 2023. Today he is asking us to have patience and to fully trust in God. You were created as life, as love, as one with God. As you all continue to wait expectantly and enthusiastically for the great moment of your collective awakening, do let go of your doubts and anxieties about its certainty. It is God's divine plan for those who chose to experience the totally unreal state of separation from Him that they awaken when they freely choose to do so, and that irreversible collective choice to awaken has already been made. Your awakening is assured. No other option is required or available. As you continue waiting, be in peace and be patient as you become increasingly aware of the disasters that major corporate and political organizations are allowing to occur across the world, and as the frequency of extreme weather conditions and earth movements also appears to be increasing worldwide. Just know that the divine plan is proceeding precisely as intended, and an age of most wondrous joy awaits you when you awaken. To awaken is your destiny. You all chose to be in human form at this moment in time to massively assist in and participate in this magnificent collective awakening process. Before incarnating, you knew that the awakening would occur during this lifetime, your current or present lifetime, and you also knew that you would have a veil or cloak of forgetfulness drawn between you and this knowing in order for your participation to be fully a part of its complete and unexpected spontaneity. The separation experiment that you collectively planned eons ago has been very successful and has, as intended, enshrouded you in a sense of aloneness, abandonment, uncertainty, and unknowingness. You had a perception that you had no need of Mother, Father, God, that you could be a totally independent being, and you chose to build an unreal or imaginary environment in which you could experience that state. What you constructed was vast compared to the small and insignificant beings you found yourselves to be as humans in form within it. This sense of apparent smallness and insignificance then effectively provided you with a strong belief in your sense of unworthiness, of not being good enough, thus causing you intense fear. This has resulted in a strongly perceived need to seek and find love from another in order to give yourself even a modicum of hope that you are a valid and acceptable human being in this vast universe in which you truly do appear to be so small and insignificant. This has, through the eons, led each of you to seek a superior being, a God, to whom you could turn for guidance and approval. This search is driven by the very faint memory you all have that you were created, brought into being, begotten for a purpose that has meaning for you. Through this searching, some of you have slowly been able, when resting or relaxing at peace and undistracted by the world or people around you, to reduce your attention on your consciousness of your egoic sense of identity, and in that clear and empty space has arisen a deep knowing that you are indeed one with a divine being of infinite love and wisdom. These ones have been sharing this inner knowing with all who were open to receiving it, initially not very many, although over the last few hundred years more and more have been finding themselves able to access this deep inner knowing. The result has been your collective choice to initiate your awakening process over the last few decades, leading forward to the present moment in which it is coming to fruition. This choice has filled all of us in the non-physical realms with immense joy. We have constantly been lovingly nudging any of you who have shown any interest in discovering your true nature, any of you seriously seeking to know Mother, Father, God, towards awakening from this frightening and illusory perception that seems to be your domain, your reality. It delights us now to see the moment of your awakening about to burst into bloom around you. This event will be a breathtaking and astounding occasion, utterly unlike anything the human collective has ever previously experienced, and will fill billions of hearts with jubilation and an intense need to engage in every kind of festivity imaginable, festivities that will delight and enthrall all of humanity, every ethnic, cultural, artistic, and spiritual community worldwide. What is coming down the pipeline is way beyond your ability to imagine, and there will be no disappointments. All will be in a state of galvanized enthusiasm and motivation to engage with enormous energy in just being alive. You were created as life, as love, as one with God, as immortal beings, beings without form, but with the infinite power in which you were created, providing you with the ability to generate and propagate whatever you wish to create, just as your Father had begotten you. You had no needs because you were all. And then the tiny and insane idea of independence from Source, of the possibility of living without oversight or supervision, of hiding or disguising what you were generating, arose in your mind. And you constructed the state of unreality in which you seem to have been encountering pain, suffering, abandoned, and intense fear for eons. Now the moment to dissolve this unreal environment is at hand. Continue therefore to go deep within yourselves daily to your holy inner sanctuaries, where you can offer an invitation to Mother, Father, God to enter your hearts and envelop you in her infinitely loving embrace. Doing this strengthens your sense, your knowing of who you truly are, and amplifies and augments your sense of presence, so that the love that is God and that is you flows through you and on out to all of humanity, greatly assisting in and empowering the collective awakening process. This is why you are presently incarnate, and what each one of you is doing as an individual can only be done by you. You are each essential and utterly irreplaceable instigators and prime movers of this astounding process. When you awaken, as shortly you will be astounded at the importance of the parts that you have each played in bringing this moment to its divine conclusion. Your joy and your inner knowing in the actuality of your divinity will occasion you intense and endless bliss. Your loving brother, Jesus.